The defender has been nothing, cause it was about to fit because I'm bad. Live. The second episode. This is the third episode.
Relishes these situations.
This is the fourth episode.
Finally.
The episode 6. Episode 17. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 7. Today we have a little bit of a special guest here, and we got the man himself,
Rocker Cusick. Happy to be back.
Yes, sir. He's back on the pod, and our special guest right here,
Ethan Crossan.
So, Ethan, where are you from? Where are you living?
Born and raised in Naples, Florida. So my parents were born and raised here. So I've been here all my life.
Really, a little Naples native. I see how it goes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And your family's from here, obviously. Everything mm-hmm. like that. What are some of your hobbies, sports, things like that? What do you like to do?
For sports, I play football. I played since first grade, and I'm going in my senior year for that, so I'm excited for our senior year.
Yeah.
And hobbies, I like to I love golf. Golfing's
Ooh,
fun.
Golf.
Yes, sir.
It's a great podcast for you if you like to golf.
I love golf.
To talk about golf
okay.
on here.
So, and other hobbies, I like to just chill with friends and
just go have fun,
go do adventures. So,
yeah. Well, you guys watch till the end. It's going to be a banger. Keep watching. Welcome to segment one, guys. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, sports, you know, things going on in the world. As I say, entertaining news. First, starting off with AI. Any advancements in AI that you guys have seen yet?
I mean, I heard about that the AI technology that makes the videos now. I mean, that's new.
You know, they're making music too. You little put a little beat into it, put a little vocals into it.
Of course.
Whips up a little music, all AI. But one thing that they are doing, they're calling you with these robocalls, right? And you're like, hello, hello. They're speaking to your voice. They're connecting your vocals, and then they're going to call one of your family members, want money, say, oh, we're holding so-and-so hostage
mm-hmm.
and play
I've heard about this. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. They're scamming people all around the world. Crazy stuff. I mean, what do you guys think about this?
I mean, that's scary because how advanced AI is now.
I mean,
it's
yeah.
like I've seen like stories on TikTok and it literally sounds exactly like their either kid or mom.
Exactly.
Or dad. Like,
scamming
AI's getting
people.
Scary now.
It's getting really scary.
Yeah.
And even TikTok with getting banned now, I don't know if you think that's safety for us, or do you think we're benefiting off of TikTok getting banned, or?
I mean, no, not really.
I
mean, it's not going to be a huge benefit or a huge
YouTube
like,
Shorts is still there.
Yeah, true. Instagram. I mean, I love Instagram Reels. That's mm-hmm. a great place.
Well, I gotta ask though, is it actually getting banned this time? Because I've heard like a few times that it's getting banned.
Yes.
Like, for years, they've been saying
exactly.
it's getting banned, but, like...
Joe true. Biden, it got passed the Senate, and then it got passed the House of Legislation, or whatever it's called, and now the president finally signed it. So, it's all good to go. If they don't sell the app within the next 9 months, it's off the App Store. That's it. All done. And a little boom in the App Store has been Brawl Stars. You play Brawl Stars.
Oh,
I love
my
do.
Brawl Stars.
Yeah. I play Brawl Stars. Anyways... very fun game, got popular again, very cool. But one thing I do want to talk about too is with like Iran and with their president having a little fatality in a helicopter, kind of similar to Kobe Bryant's tragedy. Have you guys seen that yet?
I haven't.
You haven't?
I also mm-hmm. have not.
Their
no.
president on a little chopper, right? Flying to I don't even know where, somewhere in Iran, literally just hit a mountain. I don't know. Smoky Mountain, you just hit one. But wow. they got a vice president. I don't know how they do it over there. Kind of scary because that's a scary country, you know. We don't really know what's going on there.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing with them, but hopefully everything's all good. But you guys have anything to say about that?
I did not hear anything about this. This is like a shocker to me.
It is. It's like our president dying. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Vice president going in, flags down, mourning, you know? That's how it goes. Kind of like, you know, you remember when Queen Elizabeth died?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that was crazy.
That was
I
bad.
Thought she was going to live for like forever.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, just crazy tragedies, and hopefully the war stops and everything like that, because, I don't know, we're getting protests over here, and that's not benefiting us
exactly.
at all. But with sports, major news, NCAA 25. What do you guys think about it?
I am so hyped. I have been waiting for this game to come out for so long. I mean, I had NCAA 14. I played it on the Xbox 360 really? All the time.
Same with me.
And I'm just excited it's back. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
I feel the hype. I'm hyped up. What do you think about it, Ethan?
I'm very excited for it because I remember playing NCAA 14 back in the day, and it's been, what, like 9 years?
A good, yeah, like 10 years.
10
yeah.
years almost, so yeah, I'm really excited for it to come out.
Yeah, and you know why they took the game down. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, because the NIL.
Yeah, so, well, not that was because of it, but they're having major payout issues with that because – they're using all so many. You know how many people are in the D1, right? Mm-hmm. There's like thousands of kids. So when they're using their name and things like that, they had troubles at that time when there was no NIL allowed. So that's what happened. But everybody who's in the newest game, the 25, is getting paid $600 and a copy of the game. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, wow. And did you hear they can like opt out? Like
yeah, they could.
They can opt out and ask for more money.
Uh huh. That's totally possible. Wow. And that whole NIL thing is, I still don't really fully understand it. What do you guys think about the NIL? Good, bad, maybe so, like it?
It's definitely can be good for especially the athletes, like getting paid in college, and that's a great thing for them. But
yeah.
Sometimes I feel like there's a little bit of a commitment issue for, like, kids don't commit to a team anymore.
Exactly.
Like, in high school, like, I've been at FBA for my whole life, so yeah. I'm like committed to them. So like kids are just going to schools and be like, oh, are you giving me money? No, okay, I'm not going to you anymore.
Exactly.
And that's the same thing with like why Nick Saban retired, because all kids wanted was just, oh,
money. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, like college football has changed so much now because of it. So
wow, where's that guy, man? Where did he go? Nick Saban, he's just gone.
Yeah, he's just living the dream, retired. He owns a couple of car dealerships.
Yeah, I heard he's like driving his Ferrari around now.
Can't blame him.
Oh my, do you think he has no affiliation with the team, right, whatsoever?
I heard he has 100% access to the head coach.
Really?
Yeah, so
I like that head coach too. Mm-hmm, Washington. Yeah.
I think Bama's gonna, they'll have a pretty good run this
year.
Oh
yeah,
they won't be.
I heard all the, you probably know more than me, but I heard they're have a bunch of wide receivers coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard about that, but crazy stuff. They got a bunch of people fleeing over there, so mm-hmm. that's a good thing, because you know we're big Bama fans over here. But new topic, but same sports. We're going to stick in there. NHL and NBL playoffs. What are you doing? Your little Michigan sign. Oh, my. Roll Tide. No go blue over
go
here.
Go blue.
No.
Roll Tide, baby.
We don't. Yeah, exactly. Roll tide. But NHL, right? And NBA finals always line up similar days with the finals. You know, they structure pretty good. But NHL, you know, we've been having some good fights, you know. What do you guys think about it?
I'm not a big into NHL, but I do like the NBA, and I've been watching the Florida Panthers recently.
Oh my gosh, that's why I'm wearing it.
They won last night against the Rangers, right?
They did.
Yes.
3-0.
Let's
go. They took a goal from us too. There was some sort of penalty. It should have been 4-0. It's whatever though. But I'm gonna be in Italy. That's why I gotta support the Panthers, because I'm probably not gonna have another episode while I'm out there. Kuz, what do you think about it?
The Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup.
Love to hear
it. Redemption. For the redemption.
That is true.
That's what it says on their towels.
Yeah. Redemption. And their slogan is to hunt or something. What was it? It was like in time to hunt. That's what it is.
That's right.
That's such a good saying. Like time to go out there and get it, you know? But what do you guys think of the NBA playoffs with there's only 14 Pacers, Boston? And Dallas versus
Timberwolves.
You got it. Timberwolves took an L.
The Mavericks did win last night.
Yeah.
Against Timberwolves. So I think the Timberwolves might be able to pull it off. And I was kind of frustrated because I wanted the Pacers to win against the Celtics the other
day. They should have won that game.
And then overtime, and they lost in overtime.
How do you have Jaylen Brown make that three if you're not even following? Like, that's just crazy. Yeah. Crazy shot. I mean, That's going to be a good series, though. I mean, if they're playing that good,
it's going to be like 4-3, I think.
Yeah.
Like, go to game 7.
Who do you think's winning, though?
I think Pacers can pull it off.
Pacers?
Yes,
what about the other one?
The Mavericks are looking good, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That one I can't say.
Yeah, that's a dice roll right there.
That's a tough one to say. Kuz. What about you, Kuz?
I got the Pacers taking it.
Yes, sir.
Personally.
Okay.
But Yeah, Pacers all
Pacers,
the way.
Pacers, so. Yeah. And I do kind of want to switch gears a little bit here. We're going to talk a little about the music industry. A lot of recent uploads.
Oh, yeah.
But the most popular upload, Drake versus Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What are you thinking about that? I know this kid listens to Not Like Us all the time, right?
Of course, of course. I also like the Kidz Bop version, We Ride the Bus.
Sing it for us. Give a little sing.
It goes, We Ride the Bus. We Ride the Bus. And instead, it says, certified alligator, certified crocodile.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I have not heard of that yet.
What? No, it's really good. I like it. It's like my favorite song.
What about Meet the Grams? Where he's talking about Adonis. What did they say about that?
That I don't think that was, they have a Kidz Bop version of that. Sorry. I know it's a little disappointing, but you know.
What about Carnival Kidz Bop?
I do think they have Carnival Kidz Bop.
They do.
No. Do you want to play it? Should we play some?
We could play it. I am connected to the Bluetooth right now, but as I'm doing that, we could talk a little bit about the TikTok Riz Party. I want you to talk about that for a second while I'm getting this up.
I mean, the TikTok Riz, I mean, those kids are actually like...
They play that off so good, man. That's crazy how they got that much clout for
that
one video.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and the kids, like, they didn't take it in a bad way. Like, they're getting made fun of. They made content out of it. Now they're getting 100,000 followers.
Everything.
And that Turkish Quandale Dingle. And of course. They made another video the other day, and they're, like, round two, and they're dressed up, and he had a different tie on. It was
exactly.
funny.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what other meme is still massive, actually?
The Lotte Profane.
The what?
Ninja's Lotte Profane. Oh. There's like a bunch of memes and it's like Ninja still dragging on the meme and like two
what
and like 3,184.
You know what just popped up on my feed yesterday on the Fanatics thing? I have to show you guys, but it was the video of me getting hit by Patrick Mahomes just posted now again. I was like, that's a little weird. That thing happened almost a year ago, but they're still racking up views about weird things in the past. But I guess that's kind of good. But I'm gonna play this. What is it, Kidz Bop? Kidz Bop Carnival?
Yeah.
Is it good or not?
I don't know. I guess we're gonna figure out right now.
Oh my god.
Is there even... Oh, there's Goosebumps. There's no Carnival. No, I'm sorry. There's no Carnival. Sorry to waste your time a little bit.
Unfortunately.
But we're gonna go on to the NFL draft. What do you guys think about the NFL draft?
What do we think about Caleb Williams going to the Chicago Bears? We think he's going to do
and
good.
And Rome Odunzo, or however you say it. I'm super hyped for that.
I think they'll have an okay year. They're not going to be, like, drastically better.
Really?
But I mean drastically, like, they're not going to be, like, 12-5, I don't think.
No, yeah. Playoffs?
I think they might be able to make to a wild card or something. Yeah, maybe win
I
a
think
wild
that too.
Card. But I think in the next couple years, if... Obviously, Caleb Williams stays and stuff like that, then I think they'll have a good shot of...
What do you think about Caleb Williamson? Because you're obviously the same position as him. Mm-hmm. I'm really not so much a fan of him.
His personality-wise and how he acts, I'm not the biggest fan
of.
But, like, watching him on the field, he's a really good quarterback.
He
and
is?
The plays he makes and...
So he lives up to the hype.
He lives up to the hype, and obviously, I'm more of a humble guy.
Uh-huh.
He's not like with all the nail painting and all that.
Yeah.
Crap. So
wait, who is the other guy? The basketball dude. I forget his name.
Nikola Jokic.
No, the nail polish.
Oh, I haven't
heard about that.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, we'll think of it. Anyways, but.
This sings the song like
college whatever the college one. It was like
there's this guy. Let's name him Colin.
Dylan, he says he wants to be mine, but it doesn't really fit with me quite right because I'm on the door. It's a good song though, but Caitlin Clark obviously got drafted fourth game in it. Took L four times in a row. But maybe her fifth game could be her W game. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, it's hard because she's going to it. Like, obviously, she was one of the first picks in the WNBA draft, so that means she's going to go to a really bad team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be hard for them, especially since they're not the best team. So, I mean, she's going to get a win soon, and that's going to be great for her. But she's not doing bad.
For sure.
I've seen some highlights and
averaging
stuff,
a good 17 points.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Really good for her. Kuz, what do you think? I know you're a big women's basketball guy.
Huge. I love the WNBA so much.
This guy literally has Iowa Caitlin Clark jersey in his closet.
Yeah, I do.
The Indiana Fever worm. He has the Chicago Sky Angel Reese one. That's on his bed sheet.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like Angel Reese, or what's she do? She does.
She points to the ring. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one. She did that famous picture. Yeah. But anyways, I didn't mean to sidetrack you there, but what were you going to say about the WNBA?
No, I was going to say Caitlin Clark. Like, I remember watching her in college. Like, she was really energetic, and, like, everybody was talking to her. Yeah. Like, she was crazy in college.
She was the face of college.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Women's college Selling
out stadiums.
Like, I watched women's college basketball more than men's because she was very, she was entertaining
I'm
to watch.
I'm not a fan of the men's basketball at all.
Like or NBA?
College I like. NBA I don't like at all. I won't watch it till the finals. They flop. They're idiots. Don't like it at all. So we're going to have to wait another week so I could finally manage to watch it without these guys flopping everywhere. But we're going to go on to Kanye West. We're going to switch a little back to the music industry, but we're going to talk about his shoes because Adidas is having one last drop of Yeezy. Their supply is going to be gone after this. No more. Kanye's going to have to do his own thing. What do you think about that, Kuz?
Well, I heard that Adidas is making like fake, not Kanye-approved colorways for shoes, and I fell victim to buying a pair.
Yeah, I know that.
I was hopping on the Yeezy drop, so I was super excited, and I got the gray, like, granite, whatever, foam runners.
With the, like, yeah, the white in it.
Yeah.
Wait, was it the white? That looks cool. That looks like smoke, yeah.
I know, but then, like, I heard that Yeezy, or Adidas is making fake Yeezys, and I was like, shoot, I already bought them, and now I was, like, super disappointed.
Yeah.
And I wanted to sell them, but then I'd, like, lose.
You remember last episode we talked about the Yeezy pods?
Yeah.
And I told the audience that I was going to show them the Yeezy pods.
Yes.
So should I go grab them really
quick? Go grab the Yeezy pods. Let's do it.
You guys entertain them for, like, 1 second.
So are Yeezys going to be, like, no more? Like,
well,
are they stopping all production for them, like Kanye's? Or
Adidas isn't making Yeezys with Kanye anymore. But, okay. Like, he's making Yeezys on his own, like the Yeezy pods.
Okay.
Which this guy's got right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, guys. This is it. I know it looks kind of weird on camera.
Looks like a sock.
Look at it. So, basically, what you do... I'm going to put the mic down for a second. You fold it like this, and then you fold it another time, too. So, you can condensely fit it like a pod in your pocket. How great is that?
That's awesome. We actually, me and Anthony wore them to school one time, and
it was so fun.
Yeah,
I enjoy that shoe. It's actually very comfy. It's like the Balenciaga ones that he made. So
except they're like $1,000 cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, they're more comfortable.
Oh,
like,
for
and
sure.
I like the little how it's disconnected right here, and it's
so
like
you
more
can,
freedom.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What's up, guys? Welcome to segment 3. I want to start this segment off with a little brand deal that we did with San Pellegrino. We're going to Italy, right?
Yes, sir.
So, San Pellegrino, I'm sure you guys have heard of it. Great sparkling product, sparkling water product. You know, they added like a little natural flavor in there, a little blood orange, a little grapefruit, a little this, a little that. Whip up, you know, bake some stuff up, and they be cooking in that little workshop. But anyways, go buy them. Link's going to be in the description. Link for TDV merch is going to be in the description too. We got new stuff dropping on there, cool stuff. TDVmerch.com. Go check that out. But I'm going to be talking to Ethan about his thing, his little sport, you know, football, right? What position you play? Quarterback, right?
Quarterback. Yes,
quarterback. Sir. So when have you started? Like, what got you into football, you know, like,
So my parents put me in like this thing called Beacons, which is a little like sports outreach tackle football program that's at the school we go to. And, so I started playing in first grade. I kind of played all around, played a little bit of running back, safety, wide receiver, quarterback at all. And I really started taking quarterback seriously. Probably I would say going into middle school. That's when I started, like, training more for it and just playing that more than just playing other positions, too.
So you felt like quarterback was your spot. You mm-hmm. knew.
Yeah.
And you started football what grade?
First grade.
First grade. And mm-hmm. you've been playing it ever since, and yeah. you've found your position, and mm-hmm. and you'd be grinding out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, Kuz, do you have any other things?
Oh, well, we play on the same team. Obviously, he plays a little bit more than me, but but yeah, I'm all the way on defense. So the only time we really I like to pick him off a little bit, you know.
have you picked me off once?
I don't think so. Maybe once.
But Ethan, I know, like, even with like high school football, and there's a lot of talent, like from getting injuries, like what has, like, how do you like get through like an injury, or like what was there any hard things to get to the spot where you are today? Like any like hard, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you're always going to battle adversity. Like, my sophomore year, I had a pretty good regular season. I was first time starting, and we had a bunch of seniors on this team, and this team was expected to go all the way to state. So in the regional game, I didn't really play too well. Kind of got pulled, and they put the other, like, Wildcat quarterback in, and he was really good at the time, so he would just kill the defense.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I kind of got pulled out in the final four too, and didn't get really to play, and everyone was celebrating because we won the final four, and I was really upset because I got pulled, so I didn't have a good time. So, and then, but that's like battling adversity. And then the next week, coach told me, he's like, you're our guy, like, you're gonna help us win the state championship this week. Like, we're gonna keep you in. And so in the state championship, that happened to be probably one of the best games of like my entire life. I threw like 3 touchdown passes, it completed over like 70%, and we were able to win the state championship. So going battling adversity, like, that's always gonna happen, whether it's either football or just in life in general.
But like, how about injuries? Like, I mean, obviously you got some good linemen, but when they're you know, like, have some, you know, problems, and people get through. Obviously, you got to deal with that problem scramble and all that. Has there ever been, like, any bad injury or, like, something you're like, damn it, you know, like, I shouldn't have done this, or, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, obviously, there's probably a lot of that, but...
My freshman year, I got put in end of first quarter against CSN, which is our rival.
Yeah.
So, and that happened to be, like, That was the game that put me on the map, was my freshman year. It was the last game of the season. And it was my second drive in. First drive in, I threw a touchdown pass. It was great. Everything was going great. And then second drive in, we were down in the red zone, and I got there was some receiver messed up the play, and the whole play was like messed up, so I had to run up the middle, try to get back to line of scrimmage so we don't sack. And then I don't remember exactly what happened, but a guy came behind me. I was running, a guy came from the side, and he landed on my foot, and he like almost hyper, like, my toe dislocated, my big toe, and I got out. I had to, like, when I got up and pushed on it, it like popped back in. I had to play the whole game like that, and it was very painful, and it's like permanently swollen, like, really? My big toe. So that was something. It took me like almost like a month to recover from that. And then my sophomore year, Chardon, team from Ohio, a really tough team, probably one of the best defenses that I've ever played against. Midway through second quarter, I was rolling out. I had to cut inside because the DN did a good job, like, not making me run outside of him. So I had to cut inside, and then he, like, kind of threw me around, and my ankle got cut underneath. Yeah. So I sprained it really bad. And so that's tough because, you know, sprained ankles, like, they can feel better within, like, 5 days. But once you start running on it and make one cut, it's back to, like, day one.
Exactly,
and
so
battling that was tough. And then first game back against Bishop Vero, my sophomore year, I got hurt, like, beginning of third quarter. So then I was out for another couple weeks, and then the whole hurricane happened.
Oh, yeah.
But the hurricane was good because it gave me time to recover and stuff like that.
Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. But obviously you're a junior now, and you're going into your senior year. Mm-hmm. And you're the leader of the team. You know, you have to, like, go out there. You're the quarterback. You got to conduct. How is that like? Because, you know, you see all the people in the NFL, like, they always get pissed off at the quarterback and all
that.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Is that really a tough job? Like, what's hard about it?
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't play.
Yeah, because it's a tough, especially all the outside noises you hear, either whether it's from news reporters or just people who might not like you. And just, yeah, it's like you got to block all that noise out because, you know, there's always going to be haters and stuff like that. And, like, they're always going to say, oh, he's not good, oh, he sucks, or, like, this whole we threw a pick or whatever. But being the leader, it's I've gotten more mature in a leadership standpoint from, like, my freshman, sophomore, and even junior year. So I have to be, like, on a steady pace the whole game. Like, I can't get too high, I can't get too low. Like, that's something I got to be better on. Because, like, all guys are, like, looking towards me, especially on the offensive side. So, because
you're the one who's giving them the passes, the yards. Mm-hmm. Your game relies on their game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But obviously, last year coming in, what are your goals because you might want to look back at this and be like, oh, dang, yeah. I got this goal. Like, what are you most looking forward to this upcoming year?
For football?
Yeah, for football. And Kuzi, you too. You could give your little input too. You obviously play on the same team, but...
I'm looking to be the best player I can be and be the best teammate I can be. That's definitely a big goal. And if we're talking about like achievements, I would like to break my passing record that I just got this past year. I would love to get even more. So, and probably make it all the way to state championship.
Yeah, and that does a lot for the school. Like, obviously, they get money. They do a lot with that money, though. Yeah, yeah. You know, they recruit. They buy nice equipment. FBA has done a really good job. I don't know the specifics on it, but they do a really good job. Kuzi, what about you?
So, yeah, I want to win another state championship.
I was
not on the same team as him when he won. So
eighth grade, right?
Yeah, we got to get another ring so I can have one.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, I got a little chip on my shoulder from last season. Didn't do too good. Didn't play that much. But you know what? I just want to get out there and work and show them what I'm made of. Mm-hmm. You know.
I like it.
I've been to like a couple of the games, but I don't like what's your position? What are you like targeting? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like your goals? Like what are you trying to work for this year? Because I know you've been determined. You've been like at that gym grinding out, going to practice every day. So I'm like, what is this kid working for? And then I always see him like mad, and he's not mad, but like I was like, oh shoot, he didn't play this game. Like, how's he like gonna show? But that's what happens when you're a freshman, you know?
Yeah.
So what are you looking to show this year?
I mean, it's rough, like being on a varsity team as a freshman, because like we don't have JV or anything. So I'm forced to play right into it, right? And so yeah, it's just I just wanna play, and I want to achieve. I want to get tackles. I want to get play time, you know. 4-HG. Yeah. Want to do it all 4-HG.
Yes, sir. I like it. Love it.
Yeah, man.
If y'all don't know what 4-HG means, I don't know if y'all told him before, but man,
no,
it's
you
for,
can tell
for
him.
His glory.
So if they say that, that's like kind of like our school motto.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, like what class, you probably know a little more about this. Like what class, like, you know, how like they do 2A, 1A.
Classification,
like.
Yeah. So originally they changed it all up this year. It was kind of weird. So we were originally 1S. Florida's a little different than other schools, but now we're 1A, which is, so we're in actually a very tough division. Yeah. We got some of the best teams actually in the nation in that division.
Who is the best team right now? IMG, like what?
In Florida or just in the nation?
Nation, world.
I think last year it was... it was St. John Bosco in California.
What about the Nevada team?
Oh, Bishop Gorman. I think it was Bishop Gorman. Shaman Abadano was up there, and Mater Dei was up there too.
No Aquinas, no IMG.
They're like top 20. So they're up there.
How hard would it be for FBA to just, obviously you guys aren't like in the same class, but like, what does it take for you guys to play one of those teams? Like, I know it's something crazy, but like, just throwing it out there.
Like what it would take to like do good against them, or
how do you get to play them?
I mean, we would have to grow our program a lot and get a lot more kids.
Like, how many steps are you, like, how many, you know, like, how does the classes go? Like, what are you guys in right now?
We're like in the lowest class in Florida. So,
wow.
So yeah, so we would have to, I mean, but that doesn't really matter. Like, we just have to, if we got like a bunch of like really good, like insane kids that that could, like...
And that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are coming in and out. Like,
it's
good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely benefits the school. But, yeah, man, I hope you guys do good this year. And,
yes, sir.
I mean, but we're gonna move this on to nice segment 4, wrap everything up.
All right, boys, welcome to Theory Time.
Yep, this is segment 4, little Theory Time. You know, this is, like, one of my favorite parts of every episode. You know, we kind of, like, started this now. But first thing we are going to talk about is, you know, the weird color theory. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
Yeah.
And Kuzi have heard of it. And
I have not.
He hasn't. Nope. And I'm going to do a little explaining because we kind of like, you know, like both figured it out. I'll explain a little bit. You could explain it too. So first thing first, you know, we're getting to class, you know, like school, preschool, you know, when we're first learning our colors, right? Mm-hmm. We look at that color sheet, right? Blue, green, yellow, red, etc., you know? But what if somebody else looks at that sheet and I see my green how they see their blue? Kuzi can explain a little further.
I've heard about this.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, like I'm looking at your shirt, right? I see green, and you also see
you
green.
You could agree that this is green, right?
Yeah.
But what if I think it's like I'm seeing green, but you're seeing green in like a different way.
So right? Like, what if this is like red to you? But it's really green in your brain, but what if it's red? You know what I'm saying?
There's no physical way you can describe it. There's no physical way you can, like,
and you can never
it.
You
can't describe color.
You can never prove it. Exactly.
You can't describe color. You can use color to describe things, but you can't
exactly.
Describe color.
And you can never really prove it because they can't really see the vision of other things, you know?
But
exactly.
I feel like if everyone saw, like, different colors, like, differently, I feel like it would mess up as a whole. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I it's hard to explain. I've thought about it. Like, I feel like down the line, everyone would think different colors then.
Like, what if everybody, like, has, like, the same favorite color? Like, I like blue. Like,
I love
what
blue.
Do you like?
Blue's my favorite color.
I like purple.
Okay, so what if you see...
But, like, yellow's an ugly color. Like...
I like yellow, though.
You like yellow?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't like yellow. Yellow's
so like, my least favorite. I like maize.
So, like, our most favorite color, take that for instance. What if you see your maize how I see my blue? You know what I'm saying? And we all like the same color.
True.
I know.
That could be so weird.
That's weird there.
And even like, even if you don't have like the sense of seeing sight, like we're like blind people, like they can't see anything. But what is seeing nothing like?
I mean, so obviously you don't see like black. You don't even see black.
Yeah, you don't even see.
What I've heard and seen is that if you close one eye, you don't even really see black. You just see literally
blurry?
Nothing.
Oh, that's true.
Like, if you just close one eye and keep the other one open, like, try to see all the other eye that's closed. Like, you see literally... Are you closing both eyes?
No, just...
Oh, yeah, it looks like you're closing both.
No, yeah.
I was like...
I gotta squint it. Because
like, you said nothing.
Could you close one eye? Just keep one... Do you try to see out of your right eye that's closed?
I see something.
Oh, okay.
Then, I see the podcast set up.
No, you don't.
If you close right or left.
You're saying look at the right eye.
Yeah, close one eye and just try to see out of it.
Oh, yeah,
you can't see anything. You can't see, like, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's not even black. What the heck?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, you're right. Everybody go do that.
Yep,
little thing right there. Yeah, yes, that is crazy. Because if you think about it, too, like, you can kind of, like, relate it to, like, birth and stuff. Like,
what did you see before birth?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
nothing.
Nothing. What is nothing? We don't know.
It's crazy
stuff. But another thing I do want to talk about, everybody knows the brand, like Great Value, Kirkland Signature, a couple other ones that I'm forgetting. You see them at the supermarket, and obviously Costco is a big Kirkland Signature, but Kirkland Signature and Great Value are going to the manufacturer. Say, for instance, Oreo, they're going to go to that manufacturer, find a way to produce it for cheaper, take all of that, and then sell it. They're not making as big as a margin, but they're still making money, and Oreo is allowing them to do that. All these other brands are allowing them to do that. So that's just a crazy thing. So whatever you're buying out there, you're getting the same stuff. Don't worry about it. Crazy, though. What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, you're just getting the same stuff, but for cheaper.
Cheaper, yeah.
Right?
Like, I like those Kirkland soft chewy bars. They're pretty good stuff. They taste like almost similar, exactly the same as, like, the what's that other one with the oats guy?
I forgot about the Quaker Oats.
Yeah, Quaker Oats. Yeah. So they do it with cereal. Almost better.
Yeah.
So
they do. You guys know the Costco guys, right?
What about the Sam's Club guys?
Oh.
I know the Costco guys.
Oh, the Costco guys. Of course we go shopping while eating a chicken bake.
This is the double chunk cookie.
Yeah.
We're so behind on these memes. That was like that meme like 2 months ago.
They're gonna think we're bots.
They're farming views though. Farming everything. You could say what you want about those guys.
It's like the TikTok wrist party. Like, it's so cringe that like they just
making so much money still. That's crazy stuff. I know Kuzi had something in mind to tell us.
Or, got on the agenda.
No, that was
or Ethan. I'm sorry, Ethan.
Oh, about one of the theories?
Another theory. We're gonna talk about another theory.
So first one is time travel.
Okay.
That I don't know if you guys heard of the grandpa theory. So it's basically like if you could travel in the past and go and kill your grandpa. Like, everything in the universe would do you to prevent that because it's physically would be impossible because then you wouldn't exist in the first place. So if you wouldn't exist in the first place, you couldn't even go back in time to do it. So, like, traveling into the past is literally impossible. But you could travel into the future if you go, like, faster than the speed of light. Because if you go so fast that, like, time slows down for you, but it's normal for everyone else. So if I left Earth at the speed of light when I was... 1 year old, and I had a twin.
Yeah.
And I came back in my, what feels like 5 years later, my twin will probably be like 50 years old, and I'll be five. What? So.
But will you look like you're 50?
No, I won't look like I'm 50. I'll be five. Because if you're traveling faster than the faster you go, the slower time goes.
So you don't age at all?
Mm-mm. I mean, you age, but very, very slower than...
That's... I can't even comprehend that. That's a little weird.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. You Kuz, getting that, Kuz? You yeah. understanding what I'm trying
no,
to say?
No, so if taking you were mental like, notes? If you were, like, running your entire life, would that make, like, a small margin of, like...
Probably really small. Like, not, like... But the thing is, you are in a car, too, so, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, what if you fast. Drove, sat in a car your entire life?
I don't know, that's a good question. But,
hey, wait, everyone, here's, oh, wait, no, you go.
Okay, no, yeah. I saw a video, and it says everyone, like, interprets time different. If your mom, right when your mom gave birth to you, and you put on a watch, and that watch was unbreakable, and, like, kept the time
yeah.
forever, that in 20 years' time, that her clock is going to show a little bit different time than yours.
Really?
Yeah. Because everyone interprets time different, what it's time zone, like even like gravitational pull, like if yeah. you go up north, south,
like true like, north and yeah, stuff, yeah,
stuff like that. So
yeah, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I was thinking too, and I could never figure this one out. So please go in the comments if you watched this far. If you take a drone, you know a DJI Go, drone,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That thing has geography of where it took off and it's gonna stay there. So say if you're in the back of one of those box trucks, right? And you're going on the freeway, right?
Yeah.
The highway going probably 70 miles an hour, and you take off the drone. Is that drone flying back to the wall, or is it just going to stay there because it's going in motion? But that thing knows geography of where it took off, and it's just going to stay there. That's a crazy one. I don't know.
That might be a question for Kuz to try.
Wait, so if the truck is moving, and it's...
And you take off the drone.
And there's walls in the truck.
And there's like walls. Will it hit the back of the truck?
No, it won't.
No, it won't. I think, yes, it will.
No, because...
I get it now.
I've actually seen this before. It's like, I watched a video with, like, a guy who... He put a trampoline on the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, he was doing flips, going with the car.
And he was going with the car because there was a wall in front of it. Mm-hmm. What pushes you back when you jump, like... if you were to jump on top of a train, like, there's a train going, and you're on top of the train... If you were to jump, you would move back. And that's not because of...
You're not
like,
moving back. You're just staying there as the
train's going underneath you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no, you would stay in the same spot.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's not like gravity pulling you back or anything. It's the wind resistance that's pushing you.
Oh, really?
That's what it is.
So
it's the wind resistance coming at
you. If you have the drone, as you think, the thing is not going to fly to the back of the wall. If the person driving the car hits the brakes, is it going to slam into the front of the car? What happens?
Oh, well, yeah, because if you were standing in the back of the car, you would, and you hit the brakes, you would, like,
but the brakes
forward.
Is the same thing as kind of the gas pedal, because if you're going, you know, it's going to hit the back of the wall. It's a crazy thing.
Yeah,
I want to test it.
Know.
It's crazy.
The comments might be able to help
yeah,
us out.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I do want to test it out. We got to rent, like, a little U-Haul truck, yeah. Get the drone flying yeah. up in there.
Let's
have,
do it.
Have Cash Reed drive the whip, you know, hopefully not crash, but...
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for watching. Little wrap up on this episode. Really appreciate it. Go to tdvmerch.com. Check out all of our Instagrams. I'm going to put them in the description and everything like that. And also check out San Pellegrino. Everything like that. Just thank you for watching. You guys have anything else to say?
Well, it's just fun. Another episode.
Another episode.
It's fun. Glad to be here.
I'd like to thank these guys for inviting me out.
Oh, anytime.
Had a great time.
Appreciate you guys for coming. Let's get a little clap up
yes,
for this
sir.
Episode. Yes, sir. We're going to turn off the lights. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go.
Already time
y'all.
In here.
We'll be back later, boys. I'll see ya.
Peace out. Tonight's the night. I've been waiting for my whole life. Who would have known what it was like? Running from those fast in life.